He was starting to recover from the snowstorm a little bit. We're up to the last sugya before the Mishnah. As I told you yesterday, the sugya has a lot of potential in Yanim, but the main inyan that we are going to spend time on today is the inyan of Migul Aftorei Mishmor. The question of whether a Migul can patter a person from Mishmor. Now, what that means is that we all know that a migul could patter a person from mamon. If I'm having a dentira with you, and I need to prove my case, if I have a migul, so we all know that I win. Right? What's the classic case of migul? Pru amigul amizayit. That you say I owe you money, and you have a shtar, and I say I paid with a migul of mizayit. That's the classic case, and that's a migul, which for our purposes is a very simple migul. The nidain of today's discussion is whether a migul could patter from a shvuah. Whether we could say a migul to patter a person from a shvuah. And that is very much totally in a few sugyas and shas, but also in this coming sugya, if migul laftore mishvuah amrinan olay amrinan. The fact is that it's a machlekes rishayim. And that is that the shita of the Rambam and Rashi and the Rima Gash, which is it's referred to by the Rosh as the shita of the Rima Gash, all of these Rishayim hold that Amigo could. That the Rima Gash holds that Migul Lafturei Mishvua Lo Yamrina. They hold that we don't say a Migul Lafturei Mishvua. And the Chalkim are Taisvis and the Rosh who hold that a Migul could pater from Mishvua. And the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, as he always does, as he usually does. And the Ramah Paskins like Taisvis and the Rosh. Kedarkai, and therefore it's a machlekes hapaiskim, machlekes yishainim, if you say a migul to patur a person from a shvuah. But today we're going to deal with migul after a shvuah, with all of the basic issues, and they have to be divided into two issues. One is the svara of the inyan, the svara sadavar. And the second is the rayas, the proof one way or the other. What does the logic dictate, and what are the proofs? I think we're better off dealing with the proofs first, maybe the opposite of the way we normally would do things, and then trying to get back to the logic because of the fact that the logic of it is a little bit complicated. So the question is whether Amigo has the power to patter a person from a shvuah. That is the issue. The issue has three points in this one sugya where it comes to play in the Shekel V'Tari of the Gemara. One which I mentioned yesterday and I'll review now. And then the other two, there are three places in this Gemara where the issue comes up. The first is in the very first two lines. The Gemara is the kash. Let the Mishnah say a case where someone tells his chaver, your father loaned me $100, I paid back 50. Shehu Neman, that he's Neman to do what? He's Neman with a migul. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a migul of Kaifer Akal. So what is the Gemara saying? That the Mishnah should be talking in a case where someone's a Maida B'miktas, and he has a migul. Now, 1 minute. What's the case? Is our Mishnah talking that there is a teveya, or that there's no teveya? Is it a case where someone says, you owe my father money, or that there's no teveya? Well, if we turn back to the Mishnah, the very beginning of the parak, Rashi, in the last Rashi on the Mishnah said, our Mishnah is talking when there's no teveya. Taisus disagreed. Taisus said there is a teveya. So let's think it through according to each shita.
V'lisni, let the Mishnah have a case of what? Let's see, according to Tosfos. V'lisni, a case with his Ateveya. The son says, you owe my father money. And the Nitva says, it's true I borrowed $100 from him, but I paid 50. Yeah. That is Maida B'Mitzas. That's a regular case. If there's a Teveya, that's a regular case of Maida B'Mitzas. We all know a Maida B'Mitzas swears. So what's our Gemara saying? For listening, let the Mishnah say a case of Maida B'Mitzas and Rabbi Yeshua's Maida that you have a Migul. Rabbi Yeshua, listening, Maida, Rabbi Yeshua, even though we argued in the previous parak, here is Maida, you have a Migul. Which means, according to Tosfos, the Gemara is saying that the Mishnah should have a case where a migu patras a maida b'mitzas. Migu, lavturei mishvua amrinan. Tosfos l'shitasai holds that you say a migu to patar from a shvua, and that's shot in the Gemara's kasha. Listeni, let it say maida Rabbi Yeshua. Let it say the case of what? The case of a maida b'mitzas that you have a migu and you're off the hook with the migu. That's what the Gemara is saying, like Tosfos. Let it say a case of Maida B'Miktas. And let it say that since you have a Migul, you win.
Doesn't
the
Migul make it as if
the Shvua
never existed?
Fine. But that's Migul left to Rav Mishua Amrinan. Well, you're going to say that by every Shvua comes out, a Migul makes as if every Shvua never existed. In effect, the Migul passes from a Shvua. You're saying the Lamdas could be. So according to Tosfos, it's simple Pshat in the Gemara. Just push Pshat. I'm not telling you any. No Dre with the thumb. Just the way you touch the Gemara, according to Tosfos, the Gemara is saying, "Belisni, let the Mishnah have a case, the Maida B'Miktas, and you believed with a Migul." That's what Tosfos says. Rashi holds the Mishnah is talking, there is no Teveya. If there's no Teveya, that's not a Maida B'Miktas. The whole Shavuos Maida B'Miktas is only when there's a Teveya. If there's no Teveya, so there's no Chiyuv Shavuos. So then there's nothing has nothing to do with Migul Aftur Mishvur. It's just told him that the Migul should give you an amanis to pass you from the $50 that you're denying. It's true, it's a case of Maida Mitzas. Does Rashi say he would have to swear? I think even though he's Maida Mitzas, Shenema b'loy shvua ha'il ve'ein shar shachal ufanecha dashmir v'usa. Da'af agavda by the mixas pater ha'il ve'ein ne'tayvai. Af agavda by the mixas, even though he's by the mixas kama pater ha'il ve'ein ne'tayvai. That's what she's saying. Since it's not teveya, that's why you don't swear. By this Rashi holds, if there would be a teveya, you would swear. Which is Rashi l'shitasai and Tais l'shitasai. So the whole v'lisni, the first line of the Gemara, already Rashi and Tosfos are going l'shitasam in how to explain the Gemara. If you hold Migul lefter Mishvua Aminan, then the Gemara is talking about the Migul Shapata from Mishvua. If you hold Lai Aminan, then it's not talking about Mishvua. That's the first line of it. If there's no Teveya, then there's no Mishvua. So then you win with a Migul. Even if you hold a Migul Kampata from Mishvua, but if there's no Teveya, so you have no problem.
So you believe you can pay half, that's it? You pay the second half?
Do you believe in the second half, right? I'll pay the 50 he's made then, or the other 50? Let's see the Gemara inside. Aliba de man. I aliba de rabban and amri mesha vaveda hafa. Now we come to the second thing. What does mesha vaveda mean? What's mesha vaveda? I'm walking the street, and I find something in the street, and I come to you, and I say, I found your wallet and it had $100 in it. And you're saying, what do you mean? My wallet had $200 in it. So I am a Maida B'Miktas. I might have found your wallet with $100 in it. But I'm not Maida on the second hundred. So I'm a Maida B'Miktas. Do I have to swear? The dinner mesha aveda is that I'm off the hook. I'm off the hook. I don't have to swear. Why not? Well, I don't have to swear. I'm a Maida B'Miktas. I found the wallet. I say it had $100 in it. You say it had $200 in it. Why don't I have to swear on the second hundred? What? It's. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says,
Why is a Meshiv Aveda Potter? Rashi actually says it a couple of lines later in the Gemara, and the Rashi Rebbe Eliezer says, Takanta Drabanan, he was Sechdes Gittin. It's a Takana, they took an island. Rashi Shita is that why does a Meshiv Aveda not swear? Because of Tikkun HaOlam, which we can understand. After all, I'm being a good person. I found a wallet in the street, I'm returning it, I have to return it. I'm going to return it. So it's a Tikkun HaOlam, as she calls it, Takanta Derabanan, that we're going to make a Takana that I shouldn't swear.
Even though you have a Chiyuv D'Oraisa to return it?
Even though I have a Chiyuv D'Oraisa, because Mana Shachem, I'm honest. I'm a crook. It's true that I would have to return it anyway, and yet the Rabbana felt that it's not not proper to make me swear if I'm coming with an Aveda. I'm coming to return an Aveda. So that's Rashi Shita in the din of Meshav Aveda. Why is the Meshav Aveda off the hook? Because it's a Takana. Taisis Ialiba Drabana Ami Meshav Aveda Kedemasi the Bimnoi Meis Vim Kenle Matsi Lemisti Vim Yeshe Demene Nemon the Loilam Nemon Bimigu Di Bama Prati Akal the Bimnoi Meis Umeis. Taisis says it means Altamigu. Taisis says it more clearly in the next Taisis. The next Taisvis, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, lest they meshav aveda pata. Why? Pish bekuntris, hatenada mitzim tzielayish from the tikkun ha'olam. Misvarim the garsi hachi be'edya. He brings Rashi. Rashi holds why is the meshav aveda off the hook? Because it's a takana drabbanan. Vein nira the Rabbeinu Yitzchak. The meshav aveda mitpata mideraisa mitam migu. Pata mideraisa. So we have here again a machlaikis, Rashi and Taisvis. Why is a Meshav Aveda off the hook from the Shvuah? What is Taisvis saying? Why is a Meshav Aveda off the hook of a Shvuah? Because he has a Migul. That means Taisvis Shitafe again, right? What's Taisvis say? Why does a Meshav Aveda swear? Because he has a Migul. Which means Taisvis holds a Migul. Lafturi Meshuah Arena. Right? Isn't that Pashup Shad? Meshav Aveda is Pata from Meshuah because he has a Migul. He could have stayed home and not returned it. So Taisus Lashitasai holds Migul Lafturi Meshuah is Amrina. Why didn't Rashi say the same Shad as Taisus? Why wasn't Rashi happy with this? Same thing, because Rashi holds Migul Lafturi Meshuah Lai Amrina. So why is a Meshav Aveda Potter? So Rashi has to say it's the Kana Drabana. So we have here a second time where we have the same Achlaikis. If a Migu Potter from a Shvuah not. Third time is a little bit later in the Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara Pashup Shat and we'll see. Okay, please follow along the Shakla Vitaria. And therefore, what if he's a Meshav Aveda? Then he's always part. Which means that Shechayev, the time, Lozab Ben Yaakov, I'm a part of Shem Nishbal Tainis Atzmai. Liazah doesn't hold of Meshav Aveda. He says a person could swear on something he said himself. Ketzah. Rav Lazar ben Yaakov does not hold of Meshav Aveda. So Mar doesn't like this. Could it be a machlaikis? Rav Lazar ben Yaakov must say Meshav Aveda Potter? Can't be. Meshav Aveda is such a solid rule that can't be, he argues. So what's the Gemara answering? If he's a regular Meshav Aveda, everyone holds, you don't swear. If he's a regular Baita B'miktas, everybody holds, you do swear. Right? Regular Baita B'miktas swears. Meshav Aveda, type of Baita B'miktas, doesn't swear. Now we need a case in middle. That's what the rest of this Gemara is trying to do till the next mission.
What's the middle case? What's the case in between the two extremes? By the mitzvah swears, and Shaveda doesn't swear. Rav Lezvi and Nechama argue in some middle case. What's that middle case? So first the Gemara says, B'tayin Ekat. Where Katan comes and says, you owe my father money. And now they're arguing, is this a case of Meshav Aveda? Because he's only a Katan. Or is this a case of Maidav Mikzas? Because there's a Tevei. So Gemara doesn't like this Pshat either. Katan doesn't count. Katan's voice is not recognized in Bezna. If they were my cotton, Godel. Tamar cotton, Karle cotton, Philgabi Mili David cotton. So now Gemara is trying again. Now what? The case is that Godel is Tevea. But he's Tevea about his father's business, which he doesn't know too much about. So what's the Machlaikis of Blazer Ben Yaakov? Again, a regular Baita B'Mekta swears. Regular Meshav Aveda doesn't swear. We have a case in the middle. The case is a Godel talking about his father's business. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds that's a regular Maida B'Mikzas. The Chacham holds that's still a Meshav Aveda since he doesn't know his father's business. Gemara slugs this up too. Yehachi doesn't fit into the language. Tainus Atzmai. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said, Pamim Shad Nishma Tainus Atzmai. Tainus Acherimi. So Gemara, Tainus Acherim Vaidas Atzmai. Someone's tiny and he's being Maida. So Gemara, Kuli. Every Maida B'Mikzas, Tainus. So the question is, what's the middle case? What's the case of the machlaikas? By the mikta swears, they should make this potter, is a middle case that they argue. What is the case? The way Rashi learns, we're going back and saying it's talking about a cut. Loi lamitayne cut. I had a kasha. Tayne katan. Cut doesn't count. So we're going to get to a teretz by learning the memra of Rabba. But the Rabba commits, looking to Amar Rabba. Nei ma Amra Torah, may the mitzvah satayin yishpech hazakein ad ameis panam, nei bal chayvay. Now, we have to plug this back into the Gemara, but right now we have to understand the words. What are the words of Rabba? Rabba didn't say this now or Gemara, he said this elsewhere. Nei ma Amra Torah, may the mitzvah satayin yishpech. What does that mean? Why did the Torah say Maida Mikzah should swear? What do those words mean? Why not? You know, you have to know a rule that even though when you shake lulav, we don't know why we shake lulav. And when you do mitzvahs Bein Adam Lamakim, generally you don't know why. But in Dine Mominis, we always assume that there's a svara to Dine Mames. Now there are certain things that there are no svara to. That's in the end, no, a bar is pater on kelim. There's no svara for that. There's a kasa. So Rav Hashem left in Dine Mames everywhere a little bit. That's a chayk. But as a rule, we try to understand things in svara. If we don't see a svara, we say, all right, there's a kasa. But Dine Mames is different than everything else. Everything else, there's a kasa. Why? What's gittin? What's kedushin? Why does it again have to be written this way? There's a custom. But Mominus, we try to understand. So the Torah says, it might be Mitzvah swears. No question, the Torah says it. Rav is saying, why? What does he mean? What's the problem? Is something wrong in Svara? Why it might be Mitzvah swears? Why does it mean Mipneima Omra Torah? Tosis learns that the Gemara is asking the following kasha. Tosis Mipneima learns, the Gemara is asking, why should a Maida B'Mikzas Hatayna swear? He has a migu, he could be Kaifer HaKoel. Every Maida B'Mikzas, why does he swear for? He has a migu, he could have been Kaifer HaKoel. That's how Tosis explains the Gemara. Is Tosis Lishita Asai? That's Lishita Asai. Huh? Right, it's a migu. Lafturei Mishvua. Tosis is learning. Tosis says it beferish. Tosis bit neimah. The name Amar Taira. Why should you swear? I have a migu. Avodah Zarah could have been kai for akal. So the Gemara answers a teretz because ain't other meis. You wouldn't want to be kai for akal because you don't have the chutzpah to be kai for akal. That's the Gemara's teretz. But what was the Gemara's kasha? Like Tosis, it's very good. Tosis l'shitasai learns the Gemara's kasha is that Migul Shempata from a Shvuah. Why is the Maida Miksas swear? Every Maida Miksas could have been Kaifraka. So this is the third place that Taisus explains the Gemara Lashitasai. Except that we don't yet know how Rashi learns, because Rashi doesn't tell us. Rashi knew, we don't know yet. How Rashi learned the words of Neymar Maratira. So hopefully we'll get to an understanding. But here's the third time that we have the concept of Taisus Shita, that Migu Lafturi B'Shuar Mina. So what are the three places? This last Taisus, Neymar. The Taisus for Rav Eliezer, it's actually part of the previous Taisus, who said that Amigo Paters, and the whole Velisni, these three things are Taisus Lashutasa. This is why I say that this Gemara is basic to understanding this idea. Now, to discuss the Inyan, how many Shuas are there in Manatira? How many different types of Shuas in Desmond? How many types of shuas there are in Bezdin? Shuas Dairaisa, Kol Terakula. You have three shuas Dairaisa. You have three cases where you swear in the Torah. What are the three? Maida B'Miksas, you swear, Tzeres HaKasav. Try to explain the Svara. The other places are Eid Echad. So the Eid Echad comes against you. You swear. And the last, in Parshas Mishpatim, is Shuas Hashemim, Eipikad. Someone gives you something to watch, and later you claim that something happened to it, so you're obligated to swear in order to get off the hook. Those are the three Shvuas that a person swears in a time. All other Shvuas are Shvuas Derabanan, what we call Shvuas Heses. But we're going to deal with the Shuas Dairaisa, which is where we can bring Rayas from. So there are three types of Shuas Dairaisa. And in all three, the Shita of the Get of Taisvis and the Rosh is that if you have Amigo, you're off the hook. And the Shita of the Rambam and the Rimagash and Rashi is that a Shua does not get you off the hook. In all three cases. In Masechta Shavuos is where the Rosh is not in this sugya, it's in Masechta Shavuos. And there, he goes through some of the rayas. Between him and the Ram, they go through all the rayas of the Rambam and the Rimagash. They bring rayas from all three Shavuos derayas, which means they basically have three rayas. And when you listen to the Rimagash, you're convinced he's absolutely right. Because the Torah has three cases of Shua, and Chayre, every one of the three cases, you could have won with Amigo. How so? Well, let's see. Shua Sashaymer. You come to me and you say, you gave me something to watch. I say, Yitaka gave it to me. I was Nenas. I have to swear. I have Amigo. I could have denied that you ever gave it to me. And yet the Torah says you swear. Chayres beferish, the amigu does not help to pater from a shvua. That's a shvus hashem. From shvus to eidechad, same thing. Eidechad comes and says you borrowed money from him. When eidechad comes and says your shor ate his fruit, I say you're a liar. Believe me, I have to swear. Believe me, I have amigo. I could have said parati. We know parati is believed. Ain't tzarech l'farei be'em, others l'verei be'edim, ain't tzarech l'farei be'edim, we learn. Parati, a person's name wants to say parati. So every time an Eid Echad says, I owe someone money, and I say he's lying, why do I swear? I have amigo of parati. Zachtari magash elamai. It must be Migul Laftori Meshuvah Lai Amrina. What?
It's a difference because over there there's a
time.
There's no time.
I don't mean that's Meshuvah Veda. I mean that's a regular Migul. It's a regular Migul. But I mean, I'm not talking about Meshuvah. I'm talking about a regular Migul. The third Raya, what's the third case? Maida B'Miktsas. Maida b'mitzas that the rimagash, every maida b'mitzas has a migul. He could have been kaifer akhal, and yet he swears. Must be that a migul left to him a shul la'amina. Must be that we don't say a migul to pata from a shul. So the rimagash is saying, look, the Torah's b'chay shul is the three places. And in every one of the three places, a typical case would have a migul. And you still swear. So it must be migul after mishvua. Migul after mishvua layamrinan. Because otherwise all the typical cases are shua. You would not swear. What? Oh, see, that's the thing. You're right. I have to get to that. You're right. The rayas, v'chayr good rayas. As long as you talk about rayas, they're good rayas. Then you have to start talking about svar.
I'm
bringing three rayas. The rayas are strong rayas. They're very convincing rayas.
A raya is usually good if you have a
svar. Yeah, you have to have a svar. Certainly have to have a svar. All right, that's the Rosh's complaint. The Rosh disagrees with the Rimagash. You have to come back to try to answer the rayas, but the first thing is that the Rosh disagrees with the Rimagash, and he has there are two basic problems with the Rimagash and the Rambam. They hold migul does not pater from a shvur. First question on that is, it's a logical question. Why should a migul pater from a shvur? Migul's not xeris akasiv. Not going to learn any pasuk in the Torah. Migul's a svara, and it's a very good svara. If I'd be a liar, I would say something else. Why shouldn't a migul pater from a shvua? What's the logic that a migul does not pater from a shvua? First problem. The second problem, the Rosh says, Atu shvua lav maminu. What is shvua? What is shvua? I come with, if I say you owe me money, I'm interested that you should pay me. By swearing, if you do swear, then you don't have to pay. If you refuse to swear, you do have to pay. Right? We have a rule by every shvua d'iraisa, mitoich she'ina yochel lishbash, mishav. Which means that a chi of shvua is basically, I'm saying pay or swear. You know what it is? Pay or swear. So it's pay or swear. So atu shvua lav momenu. If you come to bed and you say you pull me into bed and I should swear, I have a migul. So you say no, migul doesn't work for shvua. You know how I would rephrase the rush. I mean, it's the same kasha, but let's say you take me to dintari. You say swear. So you know what I would do? I say I have a migul, but I see that the dayan is the rimagash. I know he's not going to let me off the hook. He took me to the wrong bed, right? So I'm in Beis Din. I know if I tie an amigo, I'm going to lose. So you know what I'll do? I'll say, I don't want to swear. So the Rima Gash will pass, I have to pay. I'll say, oh, now I have amigo. Now I don't want to pay, I have amigo. No? What does the Rima Gash say? If I'm Chayav Shvua, amigo doesn't pater me. So you know, I'll tell the Rima Gash, okay, I'm Chayav Shvua, I refuse to swear. So the Rimagash will say, so he passed in Yahweh money. Once he passed in Yahweh money, so now I'll pull out my Migul. I'll say, oh, I don't want to pay. Migul helps the path of a mammon. Am I right? Itaka doesn't make sense. But what's wrong with it? The Rimagash is telling me, Migul doesn't path me from Mishvua. So I'll say, fine. Either if I swear, then the Rimagash will win. I say, okay, I don't want to swear. So Rimagash, what's he going to tell me? If you don't want to swear, you have to pay. If I have to pay, so now I'll have my amigo. Amigo patas you for a moment. No? What's going on? How does it work in bed? I get the choice to pay or swear. So I say, I don't want to swear. So I say, pay. Okay. So now that you're possibly going to have to pay, I come up with a migul now. I have a raya to pat myself and pay.
Well, if you're not paying, you have to swear. It's one or the other.
if I'm not paying, I mean, once I bring my vehicle and I don't pay, so I've taken a potter from paying, but now I have to swear. But I'm going to refuse to swear. What you're saying is that it's going to keep on going forever. As soon as he passes its moment, I'll have my migul. As soon as I have my migul, he'll tell me, okay, but now you have to swear.
No, I don't have the chance to use the migul.
Once I refuse to swear, it becomes a mamonistic and entire.
Isn't
that
what
a peasant does? That's why I don't understand the whole thing. I'm trying to put the Rosh's words in a more interesting phrase. The Rosh's words are, Otu shvua lav mamino? Isn't shvua the entire of it? Isn't it the din mamon?
Isn't shvua a government with shvua? Isn't it potentially a yaku lishvah? Isn't that the option?
No, if he refuses to swear. You're right, it's true by any yachal lishvah, but it's true also by any reitzel lishvah. It's the same din. If you don't want to swear, you pay. It's a din. Yes.
So the thing that we're saying now is because he's not swearing, he wasn't that he owes the money, or is it that we obligated to pay? Because we're just obligating him to pay, there's no need. It's not that legal is I don't owe the money. We're not saying you owe the money. We're saying you have the option of getting out of it by pay, by swearing. He's not saying I owe the money. He's denying he owes the money. He's refusing to swear. Now that he refuses to swear, we don't say okay.
What you're saying is that I can't use the migul. Because the migul, if I have to swear because I owe him money, then I have a migul. If I have to swear because I refuse, I'm sorry. If I have to pay because I owe him money, I have a migul. If I have to pay because I refuse to swear, then I don't have a migul. So you're saying, what you're saying is correct, and I'll explain, because what you're saying is true. There are two ways to learn Mitaich Sheni Yachlish B'Mishalim. In the Lomdis of Mitaich, there are two ways that the Achreinim can understand Mitaich Sheni Yachlish B'Mishalim. If Torah says an Eid Echad comes and makes me swear, so can Eid Echad be Mechayim Imamin? No. If I refuse to swear, why do I have to pay? So you could learn two ways. You could learn I have to pay because if I don't swear, an Eid Echad has a din like two Eidim. An Eid Echad is just as powerful as two Eidim, unless I swear. Now, if that's the case, then I don't have a terror. Then the Rimagash is right. The Rimagash is right that when I do dinei maminis, if I won't swear, I refuse to swear. Then it'll become mamin. It becomes mamin. Then I'll pull out my migul. This another way to learn mitaych. I'll explain this nekuda. The other way is no. In eid echad don mechayim shvua. That's all. If I refuse to swear, you know why I have to pay? Because my refusal to swear is itself evidence against me. My refusing to swear. There's something suspicious. Why does he want to swear? He says he's potter. Why does he want to swear? Most people are willing to swear. My not swearing itself creates a reason.
Isn't it a matter of common thing that most people don't want to, they're afraid to swear?
No. It says that Yerei Shemayim don't want to swear. But I think most people, when it comes to $1,000 or a shvua, they'll take the shvua, especially if it's true. $1,000 worth? You're allowed to swear. It's not talking about an Aveira. If somebody says you owe money, you know for sure you don't. Or you know for sure you paid him. You're allowed to swear. It says that you raise Shemaim or don't swear. All right, if it's a $5 in Torah, most people wouldn't swear. But it costs money to be a Yerei Shemaim. You should know that all your life. To be Erlich always costs money. And not only that, but other people are going to take advantage of you. And if it's going to bother you enough, then you're going to lose your Shemaim. That's what happens. People are going to take advantage, and either you're Yerei Shemayim or you're. So Mimela, what was the Rosh's kasha? Atu shvua lav mamenahu. The Rosh is asking his kasha. Atu shvua lav mamenahu. Because the Rosh holds that the Chiyuv Shvuas itself Mechayiv Mamin. Like the first way. That the Maida B'Mitzvah is Mechayiv Mamin. Or the Erechel is Mechayiv Mamin. It's just Mechayiv, either Mamin or Shvuah. So the Rosh asks, a Chiyuv Shvuas, a Chiyuv Mamin. I give you a choice, either swear or pay. So the Rosh says, Mamin, Shvuah, it's all the same. Rebbe Magash holds, no, Shvuah is not Mamin. Shvuah is Shvuah. If I have a migu, so I could deal with a migu, some migu after a mishvah, he also I have enough, but that's not mamin. And it's true that if I refuse to swear, that will be seen as a second raya against me, and in there I'll have to pay. But not that the shvuah is mamin. The Rosh holds the shvuah is mamin. The Rimagash will hold, the shvuah is not mamin. The shvuah is a chiyah shvuah. If I don't swear, so that now is a second raya against me. And maybe I have to pay. So that at least answers the second taina of the Rosh. The first taina of the Rosh, the taina of why, that you still have to understand. So that we have to try to think on our own, because I think it comes down to one question. Logically, forgetting about Rayas for a minute. V'migu patas from Shua or not? What should that be Talian? What should be taller in if a migu path is from shvuah? What's a shvuah? What's a shvuah? It's not an einish, it's not a punishment. You're a bad boy, you have to swear. No, right? No malchus. What is a shvuah? It's a form of proof. No, a shvuah is a form of proof. Not proof positive. If I come to bed and I swear you owe me money, they're not going to give me your money. A shvuah is a certain proof, which in certain cases, by the mitzvah, shomrim, and eid echad, the Torah said this level of proof is required. What's a migul? A migul is a proof. What's a stronger proof, a migul or a shvuah? Which proof is stronger? Isn't that what the question is? Which proof is stronger, a migul or a shvuah? I owe Bez Din a Shvuah. There's a might of a mixer, then I have to swear. What is swearing? It's a certain amount of proof. I come into Bez and I say, you know, I'll give you a different proof. Amigo. Now, if you hold Shvuah as a stronger proof than Amigo, then Amigo is not good enough. I owe you stronger proof. I owe you a Shvuah. If you hold Amigo is as good as a Shvuah, stronger, then if I owe you a shvuah, I can provide a migul. It's the same thing. Isn't that what the lamda should depend on? Pashtus, that's what it should depend on. What's stronger, a migul or a shvuah? It's the way Rav Chanan appears to learn. It's the way the Sma learns. The question is, which is stronger, a migul or a shvuah? The one who holds migul lafturim a shvuah amrinan says a migul is just as good a proof as a shvuah. The one who says migul lafturim a shvuah loy amrinan, he says, migul is not as strong as a shvuah. A shvuah is stronger. And since a shvuah is stronger, therefore, a migul is not good enough. Yes? I didn't get back to the rayas yet. You're right. I have to come back to the rayas. I have to come back to all three rayas. I believe that I will. I'm just getting carried away with the svara because it's much more enjoyable to understand the svara. What's stronger, a migul or a shvuah? Anybody? Shvuah is stronger. Can you prove it? Logically, a shvuah is stronger. I disagree with you. But I think I can prove it. But I can't, because the Sma says that the Chana seems going the other way.
Wouldn't it make more sense that the guy is swearing because he's calling down the truth? And the guy thinks, I could have lied and said, but wouldn't you believe that? Wouldn't that be a stronger proof?
Shvuah is stronger proof than Migul? Maybe, maybe not.
The whole thing of amigo is, I could have lied and said that. Here he's coming and swearing to
you. Yeah.
So the guy believes that he can use it. So it's
He's doing it. Maybe he's also doing it. He's saying this time and not the other. Alright, if you're happy, then it's fine with me. You hold that Shvuah, there's a tzad that Shvuah is stronger than a migul. That explains why Migal after Rabbi Shmuel Le'Arinan? So then you understand the Rimagash. So why did you have a problem before in the Svar of the Rimagash? What was the problem? So you understand very well. If I owe you a Shmuel, the Shmuel is more than a Migal, bigger proof than a Migal, so then the Migal doesn't work after Rabbi Shmuel. I'll tell you what my problem with this is. You're claiming Shmuel is a better proof than Migal. Okay, again, what's your case? The case of Migal, Prua Migal Mizuyev. What does that mean? You come to me, the shtar says I owe you money. I say I paid. Do I win with the Migal? Yes, that's the case of Migal. Prua Migal Mizuyev, I win. Right? What happens if I don't have a Migal Mizuyev? Let's say you can certify the signatures, if a kind of signatures. So then I lose. So you come to me. Just think of the case. You come to me with a shtar. I say, Perua, and believe me, I could have said Mizuyev. I win. The next day, what do you do? What are you going to do if I do that? You go out and you prove the signatures. Because I'm saying Perua was paid, but Amigo, I could have said it's false. It's forged. So you come back the next day with witnesses that it's not forged. So you come over to me and say, here's a shtar, you owe me money. I'm taking away your Amigo because I have witnesses. So I have to pay. Let me say, you know what? I'm willing to swear that I don't owe you money. I'm willing to swear, Perua. Can I do that in Beis Din? The case with Nochi Yeshua. I'm ready to lose. I'm about to lose a Din Taira. Tell Beis Din, you know, I have a proposal. I'm going to swear. I want to win with a Shvuah. Am I going to win with a Shvuah? Anytime ready to lose in Beis Din. Can I just say I'll swear? There's no such thing, right? No such thing. So I don't understand you. If I come with a migu, I'll win. Bez is ready to say I should pay. If I have a migu, I'll win. And if I say I want to swear, I don't win. I thought you told me swearing is more of a proof than a migu.
More of a proof,
than an option. Why is it an option if it's a better proof? Why can't I create a proof? Migu, the Torah didn't say migu. Migu is a logical thing. It's a logical proof.
One
minute, but is shvua logical? Is it logical that if I'm swearing, I'm telling the truth? What? So then, why can't I swear every time I'm about to lose in Beis Din? Let me just swear and get off the hook. Why? So he's a shame Hashem. No, there's no shame of Atala. If I say someone says he swears in the name of Hashem that he says I swear in the name of Hashem that today is Wednesday. The Shua Shah is a wasted Shua. It's not wasted. He has a purpose in doing it. Why is that? Why is that?
You swear, you
not shame about Tala. What?
You keep swearing. Eventually, people are not going to let you swear because they're not going to believe you. You swear every little
thing. I want to do it just this once.
Who
said? I want to do it this once. You're telling me Shmuel is a good, better beer than Migul. The Rabbi Chana learns that Shmuel is better than Migul. Shmuel is better than Migul. So just like I could use a Migul. The Torah didn't say I could use a Migul. The Torah doesn't say the word Migul anywhere. It's a logical method of proving the best. It's true, you're right. I must admit, that's a good proof. The Torah said in these three places. It's not sure everywhere else. Not. But Taka, why not? Why didn't the Torah give me the option? I think that Migul is better than Shvuah. I would think that Migul is stronger than Shvuah. Logically. Someone comes over to you. If you're a crook, you have to think now in the mind of a crook. But somebody comes over to you and says, I lent you money. You could say it never happened. Why would you say it happened and I paid? Why would you say such a thing? Why would you say it? I think Migul is a pretty good stride. If I say, yes, I borrowed and I paid, seven Migul, I could have said it never happened. That is pretty good. Look, we can argue about it because Lamaisa, the Smaim, we'll see in a minute, the Shach, do argue about it. But, yes.
Only Shua is stronger than Migul because if you said a Migul and then they bring Aiden, the only way you can get out of that is send Migul with Makhon Aiden to take a Shua. Maybe that would be the only case in which
Shua. No, if they bring Adim,
you can't take a Shua.
Why can't I take a Shua? That's what I don't understand.
So you can't. saying you can't take a shvuah?
I cannot. I don't have the option of just telling, I'm about to lose a din taira. I'll tell Bez and I'll swear. Believe me. It's not going to work. What's the technical problem?
The problem is that you're going to lose. Now, suddenly you're going to bring it to the
bed. What's with amigo? I'm about to lose, and then I show that there's amigo, I win. So I'm about to lose the entire, and I show there's amigo, I win, right? And if I'm about to lose the entire, and I show a shvuah, I don't win.
You
see, that's because of the case I said. But the truth is, if he comes to me right away with a shtar, I say perua, and I'll swear, I say it right away. If I was ready to lose this entire without the shvuah, I lose it. I don't have the option of swearing and winning, even if I never said amigo in the first place. But my amigo could defeat the shtar, and my shvuah can't. Why? Why? Terry said what? Terry said shvuah three places. Let me ask you. Let's say a shvuah is an 80% proof. Amigo is a 70% proof. If the Torah says the 80% proof is not good only in three places, then a 70% proof shouldn't be good anywhere either. Why can't I let everyone swear? Well, it's like Xera. And by might have been mixed up, I let every might have mixed up swear. So there's a custom. There's a custom that I can't swear, and yet we understand that Shua is stronger than a me. Yes.
Before
Bezin is final on the third,
second
eight
from Glenn, and then I saw it also. What happened?
Again, 1 8 came.
You bring an 8.
I swore to cancel out the 8. Now second 8 comes.
Now second 8 comes and says the same.
So I have to pay.
I have to pay.
Because 2 8 in you. I never had a have a mean against 2 8. Migo doesn't work against the Bumakim Aiden. And nothing works. Two Adim is the top.
Even though I made the shvuah already, the shvuah doesn't count.
That's right. The shvuah doesn't count.
I can say shvuah. It's just a
halacha.
The Torah is not allowed to do.
But it's not a mivar or something. It doesn't show.
It's
not logically, I'm telling
the truth. It's not the main point of the shvuah.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe. I have a problem with this mahalach. This mahalach that a shvuah is a stronger bearer than a migul, and that's why they hold migul after shvuah le'aminan. I have a problem with it because to me it seems that shvuah is weaker than migul, judging by the fact that a migul works all the time. It doesn't work against Edom, doesn't work lahaitzi, but it works to defend yourself against the tzviya. And shvuah doesn't work all the time, it only works if the Torah gave me specific permission to use it. Unless you'll say that's goof for part of the Xeris Akasa, maybe. Maybe you're right. I can't. I'll tell you a second, Mahalo. I think this is the Shas Pshat. It's a very hard shach. The Reish Tzadik Vav Aleph. That's where the Sma is too. The Sma is a little more elaborate than what I have shared with you, if you look at it inside. But the shach says, the way I understand the shach, that it seems he would really hold a Migo stronger than a Shua. But, why Migo left to him a Shua Layamina? Because, by Mamin, what's a Migo? Believe me, with this taina, because I could have said a different taina. That's true by mamin. By mamin, a person desperately does not want to have to pay. It's the nature of a person. for Mammon, you would think of other tainus. When you're summoned within Torah and you know you'll have to pay, so you think of all the possible tainus you could have. So the Shach, there, Amigo works. You know why? Because a person who's summoned to Din Torah, when the judgment will be asked to pay, he knows there are two items against him. He knows, he thinks of all his possible tainus. He knows he's going to lose Mammon. So Amigo works, because we say, he said this tainus, he could have said the other one. We assume you would have thought of the other one. You would have thought of the other one. Right, that was Reb Chaim Brisker's shmuz, right? Reb Chaim Brisker didn't say shmuz too often. Reb Chaim Brisker said Torah. But he once said a shmuz. The shmuz was that when it comes to money, there's no such thing as an amaretz. When it comes to learning, when it comes to erlichkeit, that people don't think of things. When it comes to money, the Torah says anybody can be a guy. Why? Because the Torah says you have a migul. It means if you say a taina, we say, oh, if you're a liar, you would have thought of a different taina. Who says he's smart enough to think of the other taina? Right? A migul doesn't mean, by the way, that you have to taina in Bezdin. If you walk into Bezdin and say Perua, Bezdin themselves trust you with a migul mezuyif. Is Bezdin assumes that if you're a crook, you would think of another taina. Who says he's such a guy? So you have a nesivus. He thinks up a migul, he says, oh, you should have this migul. Who says that this person is such a guy and he could have thought of that migul? So Chaim Brisker says, no, when it comes to Mammon, everybody's a genius. When it comes to not have to pay somebody money, if you're honest, you're honest. But if you want to be crooked, you'll be a genius. You figure out all the times. So that's by Mammon. By Mammon, we give people a migul. Because people, call Hashallah Yitain Bad, Nafshay. A person, alright, when it comes to Mammon, you know, he's going to, anything short of his life, he's gonna do for me. When he goes to a Din Torah against an Eid Echad, and there's a Tvi of Shavua, even though ultimately Shavua leads to Mammon, but he's called to Din Torah for Shavua, he doesn't think as much. He doesn't think as much, and therefore the Migu is not a strong factor. There's no strong factor of Migu when it comes to Din Torah over Shavua. Because when he comes to the entire Shavuot, he'll say something just to get the guy off his back. Why did he think of the other thing? Because he didn't take it so seriously. When the entire of a Shavuot, it's true you try to think of a tainus to be part of a Shavuot, but you don't think of all the tainus.
But what's the Eid Echad saying? The Eid Echad saying I owe money.
He's saying I owe money. I know he's only Eid Echad. If I know there are two Eidim coming at the entire, I get desperate. I run around looking for a tainus. It's an Eid Echad, you know. There are ways to do it. I understand. So what do I have to do by two? I have two items. Say I borrowed. So I have to think of a tainus that won't contradict the item. So say I borrowed. Perua. But I paid. So say, Perua, you believed? Right. So there are cases where I may not believe without a migul. So think of a migul. A person has a contract. He comes to business with a contract, I owe money. So I'm desperate. He has a contract, I owe money. So I have Perua Migul Mezuyif. Maybe I didn't know that I believe it was Mezuyif. I would think of it. I would find out. I would inquire. If somebody Tevei Li money, people figure out the right time. Like a guy gets a parking ticket. Do you ever see all the titles they get to be put from a parking ticket? Yeah. It's money. The money, guys are geniuses, you know, they can't figure out titles, but parking ticket rules they can figure out. But when it comes to someone who's Tevei Miyud and Eid Echad, I go to Bezdin. The truth is, down the end of the road, there's money. But right now, I go to Bezdin. I say, you know, the guy's a Shrach HaTayin against me. So whatever time I come up with, that'll win. I'll come up with. Am I going to think of Amigo I could have said a different time or not? He says, that's the Rimagash Asfar. The Rimagash holds that a Taina, Amigo helps my mom, because people think of Taina as my mom. But Amigo doesn't really help by Shavua, because you wouldn't think of this time by Shavua. That's as far as the Rimagash. If I say according to the Shach, look at the Shach. It's not a long Shach. He brings down the Sma, and then he argues and says a line. The only reason I think this is Pshat in the Shach is because of the way it's always taught in Yeshiva. I'm not 100% sure. If you want, I think the Brichas Avram brings this down here also in our Gemara. And this is the Svara. Now we have not completed Migul Achtori Meshur. We have to go back to the three rayas and try to answer them. And maybe by tomorrow I'll have a better svara for the Rima Gash. Basically, we're closing shop today. We have, for the svara of the Rima Gash, you have two choices. Either say the Rima Gash holds, Migel after Mishvul Ayamrina Geshvua is stronger than Migel. Or you could say that, go say, no, Migel is stronger than Shvua, but we have this Shach Cheshvah. Those are basically your two choices. There's the third choice, the Taz, also raised Tadigba. And we're going to return to this tomorrow. Tomorrow, Bli Neder, we're going to finish the Sugya. We're going to take 2 days for Chazara and the three Blat. I know many of you are behind in the first place. Please try to catch up for tomorrow. And we'll finish the Mishnah and the other stuff.